Sounded crisp.
Yes, sir.
You got that.
Yes, sir.
Because when I'm editing, I have to just listen and play them both really loud and then figure out, oh, this is where I talked. And then hopefully it syncs up. And by the end, I'm not going to hold ya if you're watching. I don't watch the entire thing as I edit, so if it fucks up at the end, I figure out when I'm doing it. So, yeah.
You know what, man? I'm gonna learn how to edit more efficiently.
It's hard as fuck.
I've been trying to clip, but it's just a bunch of, like, minute 30 long fucking clips of us talking about nothing.
That's all we need, really. If you think about it, like, an Instagram story...
15 seconds.
If you really think about it, everybody talks about nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing is something in itself.
Like, what we gotta do with the clips? It has to go on TikTok. TikTok is the new wave. Okay. You have to accept it as such. It has to go on Twitter, because Twitter is where we can get the most fucking engagement.
You know what our thing is? We purposely avoid all the trending topics. You know how, like, everybody with a podcast talks about the same fucking things?
Same fucking thing.
Yeah, we don't do it.
Every week.
Everybody is like, oh man, I wish these podcasts would stop talking about the same things. But the niggas that talk about the same things are getting the views. Unfortunately.
Well, that's because people want to be caught up on what they missed out. So, true. You got to look at it that way.
I feel like people also like looking for multiple perspectives on the same thing.
Yeah.
Or like just different opinions about the same thing.
Shit's stupid regardless, my nigga. Yeah, especially if it's the $200 date shit.
Drake fucking.
He
single-handedly Thanos the $200 date. Like, just when I started to get my money up, he was like, mm-mm.
Right?
Get it up more.
Yeah. Well, renting out a whole stadium for a dinner date. And to be honest, I went on her Instagram to see what it was about. I, too, would rent out a whole baseball stadium in the middle of baseball season.
Okay.
Don't expect baseball stadiums.
Yeah, nah.
Please don't.
I'm taking the next girl I talk to. I'm taking her to Katrona Park, and we're sitting at the baseball field. That's the date. I'm ordering Domino's, and hopefully they find us.
That is a big flex, though, right? That's not something that he has to do, or
it's not.
It's nice that he did it, right? Like, don't get me wrong, he can afford to do it. He could do it like 10 times over. But, like, I'm sure she knows what she's getting into coming into this date.
Well, she also has bread, to be fair.
Yeah.
So, I'm assuming, you know, when you're dealing with a woman who, like, doesn't care about the money aspect, now you got to start thinking outside of the box.
Oh. That was outside
and
of
then,
the box.
And then he starts using the money to also think outside of the box. And there you go. One thing leads to another. He was probably like, yo, we rented out that football stadium that one time. Seemed pretty easy. Get the baseball stadium. Now, what would you guys get for dinner at the dinner date at the...
Because now you have to hire a chef.
Yeah. You have to pick the food.
Okay.
Yeah. You have to tell that, man.
Because it's not a restaurant. So you have to let them know what you want.
You throw a dart at a country on a board, and you see where it lands,
Yugoslavia.
And that's the food... Yugoslavian. Okay.
War crimes for dinner.
Okay, we got 5 darts, and we're gonna throw them at 5 different places on the board, and we're gonna, and, you know, we pick from one of the 5.
And or you pick them all 5.
All 5
you
are
could,
countries that
do
don't exist
5.
Anymore.
And if you don't like any of the 5 you pick, you try get another dart.
Yeah. What's that? Where's Ferdinand from?
Franz Ferdinand.
Mm.
2020 like fucked me up.
Hungry?
I usually know this.
Some shit like that. Was it Hungary? Come on. World War I, guys.
Austria?
I think it was Austria.
No, because Austria is still a country. Austria-Hungary?
Oh. Well, that's not a country anymore.
Oh, there you go.
Look at the shit we're talking about.
Bro. But yeah, so what are you guys going with for dinner?
Okay. So you want the funny style answer or you want the real answer? For real. Both. Okay, which one you want first?
All right. Let's hear the serious answers first, and then we'll bring it back with the fun.
Okay, so cool. We got a nice porterhouse.
Porterhouse steak.
Yeah, bro. Medium well. Not bleeding, but you know, not fucking tired. A side of asparagus, mashed potatoes, nice garnish on it. Appetizer, we got bruschetta. What you want? Ooh, what you want?
Bruschetta. What you want to drink? There's gonna be a charcuterie board.
What you want to drink? What you want? You want a nice champagne? You got the rosé. It's something we could do. Little something. Funny style answer. I already rented out this motherfucking baseball stadium. We're having the chicken tenders and fries that they serve.
Yes, the $20 bucket. Yes. And serve it in the bucket.
Yes.
Bring the bucket to the plate.
We don't need a table. We're going to eat it in the dugout.
Yeah, that's an experience. Yeah. Yes. Just sitting you two alone, empty stadium, just that.
Mm-hmm.
I can see it now.
It's me. What an organ is just bugging.
It's me and a shorty, and we in the dugout chewing on sunflower seeds. Like, this is nice. And drinking red or blue Gatorade.
Yes. The guy
brings it out, sir.
I took the liberty. I took the liberty of ordering you the extra long hot dog off the menu. It was only
the Dodger dog.
It was only $17.
You know, I thought you'd like this, so I went ahead and I bought you the 2 foot glick.
Now, depending on how she attacks the glizzy, that says a lot about how the date's going.
Yes.
Fork and knife on the glizzy.
You see?
It's not going anywhere.
This is what the funny style answers is for.
Yo, now that I think about it, it's kind of swag. Because he could have, like, I feel like he chose third base on purpose.
Well, yeah. Cause
it's in between third and home.
Ha.
He thought about this. Yeah. He knew where he was going.
It's a special flex.
He made the joke to her, probably. He was like, listen. This is the first time I'm getting the third base today.
Dive in head first, bro.
Yep. And she was like, oh my God, shut up. You're so stupid.
The best part about for Drake, that's a zero base date. That's a you ain't swing yet. Because, yo, 10,000, you throw that at it. That's Drake. You throw that at the fucking.
I feel like it costs way more than 10,000.
He rented out a baseball stadium.
Yeah, it definitely costs more than 10,000. The numbers that were thrown on Twitter, that was just.
But all I'm saying is. I'm not expecting anything, and I'm not saying that women should give guys anything, but it would be super hilarious if they went to the baseball stadium, and then he just said he gave her a hug goodbye at the end of the night, and there's nothing from there.
And then she's confused because
that did not happen. That's some Drake shit.
He got a stadium for me, and then took me home.
That's some Drake the type of nigga to shit. Not some actual Drake
All
shit.
All I'm saying is, like, he's certified lover boy, bro.
Look at the album.
But if I do something like getting somebody a sandwich, I'm a simp.
Yes.
Like, this is insane.
Yes.
I mean, it's two different levels, you know?
Yeah, bro.
You don't...
He rented out a baseball stadium in the middle of the season.
Yeah, right, okay, but so he can afford that so many times
I can't afford
over.
A chopped cheese?
I mean, you can. Yo, bro,
that's not
you
what I'm saying. But can you do it 100 times in a year?
I can most certainly afford 100 chopped cheeses.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
I would hope that in a year.
That's $500.
That is. Actually, I didn't think about the price of what it is.
Jesus.
By your house, it's a lot more. But I didn't think about the price.
It's only $3 more. I'm not...
Let's put it this way.
Just call me broke, right? No.
That's why I call you broke. I'm saying like that adds a lot of weight, right? So that's like a risk that you would take. That's just not healthy food. It's amazing, but it's not healthy. And... For Drake, he can just afford to do this without a care in the world. You get what I'm saying?
But
one's riskier to, you know?
I don't know. All I know is that getting friend zoned at the end of the night after the baseball stadium date is hilarious.
Yeah, it's disrespectful.
Because I've done, where am I supposed to go? Like, if he can't bag a girl off of that date, what am I doing?
Might be over.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter necessarily that it was a stadium. It matters what it is in perspective to what you can do. Does that make sense?
I mean, it does. But, like...
Realistically, it's Drake. That's a basic date. They ate... They ate inside of a nice place. You know,
it's yeah, he got the money to do that so many times over.
That's not even.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about.
It's just not, swag. It's not even, but it is I'm swag. Just mad. I'm mad more at everybody knows. All right, everybody's accepting. Hey guys, this move that he just did, fire.
Yeah, it is.
But now I'm a simp if I do something.
Yes.
Why am I a simp and he's a certified lover boy?
Because
what's the what? Can a certified lover boy isn't a simp, but a simp
is like an almost billionaire. Bro. Can I? At this point, he could do whatever the fuck he wants.
That's what I'm saying. Like the things that he does, they're probably very minuscule to him doing them.
Yeah, bro. You heard Chicago Freestyle. You know what that song is about.
Yeah.
That whole song is him saying, "Yo, bro, the one that I want." She ain't here right now, so I'm going to just find another little joint around here. Nigga, he just do these things. I'm sorry. We're not up there
I
yet.
I just want to know, why can't I be a CLB?
Why are you a
simp? Why am I a simp?
Why?
Go ahead, shame the fucking heart in your head, Monica. Go ahead. Commit to the gimmick. Since you want this shit so bad, bro.
Is that what happens when I graduate from being a simp?
Because who said this? Yeah. Who sent you the certified letter in the mail and you opened it up and it said...
No Republic.
Manny Dizzler, you are... certified simp. Like, where did you see that?
Fam, every time you guys find out that I'm with a girl or what the plans was that I did with a girl, you guys come at me crazy. It's insane. I can't date anymore.
I do it for the memes. Honestly, I don't care what the fuck you do.
But why do I have to be a simp?
Because it's funny, nigga.
Well, it's not serious.
You guys can't even sit here and act like y'all didn't call me a simp at any point in time.
Maybe John's calling me a simp. But it's not serious.
I'm not going to gaslight you. Because we, you know, bro.
We've definitely done that.
This all just started with gaslighting. Yeah. And then you guys were like, you got me.
No, because think of it this way. Like, simp is just funny. Because it's funny that people actually came up with that. Because it used to be, like, romanticized for people to do this. And now all of a sudden it's... antagonized.
If you show interest in somebody,
yeah, like showing interest is not a bad thing. Yeah. Then the internet all of a sudden decided to make it quote unquote bad thing.
There's a level, bro.
There's a level. So, like when I say it, I don't mean like it's whatever. It's good for you. Great job showing interest in somebody.
You ain't never gonna catch me simping, boy. Fuck out of here.
But all right. If I go and pick up a girl,
simp.
Because she wants cookies. Sim. So I go pick her up, take her Insomnia cookies, and take her back home.
What time is it?
Like 11 at night.
Nigga, you're a simp. You left your house. This nigga
rented out a baseball stadium. Yeah, to eat food that's not sold at a baseball stadium.
You left your house.
Yes. I did.
You had to do that.
At 11.
Uh-huh.
To pick her up.
Okay.
To go get cookies.
Right.
To go drive her back home.
Here we go.
To go drive back home.
Yes.
You don't think that's simpish, my nigga?
You had to go do that.
But he can rent out a baseball. All I want to know is, so like,
realistically, he didn't have to directly do anything. He did. He told somebody, "Yo, rent out the stadium for me, yo. Like, just call him up and do it. I don't care what it costs. Just call him up."
How far in advance do you do it?
He probably did it like 3 days before because he's Drake and he knew it wasn't a game that day.
Fucking swag.
I feel like as long as it's not anything happening at the stadium. Yeah,
they're just making money.
Yeah, you just call my nigga.
Like, yeah, open up. He'll pay.
So again, I feel like the internet would call you a simp because absolutely, you went out of your way. That's how I'm seeing it. They define that as you went out of your comfort and your way to do this for her.
I can't like cookies too?
You can. You still went out of your way.
Did you want cookies, Nick?
Out of your comfort.
I wasn't mad at...
If you didn't want cookies yourself, that's simpish.
But I don't crave anything. I don't go...
Right, again.
It could go good right now.
Don't worry. You're a liar, nigga. I've seen you.
Nah, bro.
I've seen you.
I've also seen you.
I'm not going to sit here and go, I could go for something.
That's exactly what you say.
I'll just go get it.
Yeah.
Like, there's a difference.
But you vocalize it when you're around people.
Nah, bro.
Unless you're on the way to the place, then you arrive with it and be like, "Yeah, I was craving these. So I went and got them." Or you're there and thinking about it, and you go get it, and you say it out loud that you're gonna go get it because you want it.
Listen.
Now,
bottom line, nigga, you're a simp for leaving your house at 11 o'clock at night to pick up some cookies, to pick up a girl to go get some cookies and drop her off home.
Yeah.
All right. So what?
Enough happened after.
All right. So, I don't know. So what else is simpish? What makes somebody a simp?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, there we go. What makes somebody a simp?
Overextending yourself.
Yeah, I was about to say, I feel like the internet just classifies that as you overextend yourself. You went out of your comfort. You went out of your way.
But who
does? To show interest.
Who doesn't?
A lot of people.
A lot of people, because people think it's quote-unquote cool.
I'm going to keep it like $150,000 with you, bro. I ain't overextended myself for anyone since, like, 2016.
So if a girl hits you up and goes, yo, I'm hungry, you want to like hang out, grab something to eat?
That's different. That's completely different.
Oh my god.
And what time is it?
Oh, let's say like 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Wherever the hell she wants to go, we probably would have to call in advance. I'm not going far.
Alright. See, that's crazy. Alright. What about. Alright. Is it simping? I'm gonna give y'all examples now. Is it simping? Valentine's Day. Let's paint the picture. She ain't got no plans. So you pull up on her, flowers, and take her out to a restaurant and go, nah, you're not gonna spend Valentine's Day alone. And now y'all hang out on Valentine's Day. Is that simping?
Well, is this a flex of yours, or is this just like a?
Well, when this happened to me, everything was closed and or fully booked because it was Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And we ended up going to Dallas Barbecue.
Okay.
So, that's
okay.
Right,
so I was in Fordham.
Not a, fire, you know.
So at 10 o'clock at night, and they were playing the most romantic R&B playlist.
That's fire. So it was that sounds hilarious. Amazing.
I got the fucking wings and fries, and I was like, this is really February 14th, and that is a woman sitting in front of me. And this is what's happening right now.
Bro, I got some chicken. It's a good night.
Yeah,
that's what should have been running through you.
It doesn't sound... It technically would not count as simping because you preconceived this idea to go do this.
No, like the day of.
Yeah.
That's not preconceived if it's the day of.
You thought about it on the spot and did it.
Yeah.
That's not preconceived.
Yeah, that's dead-ass conceived right there on the spot.
Okay, so what I'm trying to say, you're not going out of your way. You came to this conclusion on your own. You want to do this, and you just...
That's going out of my way. I could have just chilled.
You could have.
Home.
Yeah, but you wanted to do that. That's not...
You like y'all the cookies. Yeah, y'all both agreed to go.
The date
but the cookies is different because the way you worded it was that she wanted to be driven there, and you took her.
So,
oh my goodness.
My answer is based on the context of the relationship with said person.
Right. This is two different people.
Yeah.
So
I think it could context. Be easily... Did you have a problem driving her to Insomnia Cookies and getting cookies?
No, I couldn't.
You also wanted cookies, right?
Yeah, I was like, you know what? All cookies right. sounds pretty good
so,
right now.
So then, so here's... So, okay. Since we're talking about whether or not you're a simp, even though it shouldn't matter... Even, you know,
if this episode ends with everybody coming to the conclusion that I am, in fact, a simp, I'm going to be very upset.
It would only be because
you
brought it on yourself low-key because we didn't want to call you a simp, but you wanted to push the issue and find out why you're a simp.
This wasn't even like a...
This feels like a fucked up fucking...
intervention?
Yeah, intervention. A simp intervention.
Oh man! But I'm gonna tell you why.
That's definitely gonna be the episode.
But I'm gonna tell you why you don't need the intervention because you didn't overextend yourself. You didn't feel like, okay, this is gonna really take time out of my life, and I don't want to drive, and I don't really want cookies. That's not what you were feeling. You wanted to do it. You know, you had the transportation. Y'all went to get cookies. It was lit.
So if that's the case, then you are never be a simp.
No,
because I willingly do everything that I do.
Listen,
if you
simps
ever
willingly do,
no, I feel like.
Well, here's the thing though.
Sending money makes you an automatic simp.
Hey, absolutely.
You send the moment you send anything more than a dollar for no reason other than paying someone back, you a simp. Period.
Indeed, but like you know,
that makes you a simp.
Yes.
But going, you know, like yo, sometimes. I don't want cookies at 11
but
at night.
So, maybe you're just the nigga to pick her up to get cookies. If you just that nigga, that you're a simp. sometimes you just dinner, nigga.
Yeah,
if you just that nigga, you're a simp. That's how it goes.
You know,
that's what I've been trying to communicate this whole time.
What I'm understanding from what Manny last said is that we're all simps for each other.
That's not what he said at all.
Yeah, no. He said the whole... Anything above a dollar,
that's automatically not, no, makes that's, a not, that's not what that means. You know yeah, what you know the context in which he's talking.
You took that to
you're
the
just, you're just doing too much right now. Stop.
Listen, for my friends, this is not what's happening.
Do you feel like you're a simp because you may have bought someone in Arizona in the past? Do you feel like
no, not Arizona. He said a dollar.
Hey, he said a dollar makes you a simp.
Yeah, he said more than a dollar.
All right, now you're being an asshole.
All right, so since we're here. Okay.
Simps, we're here.
Shut up. What do you guys think is, like, not even think, what is no doubt y'all utmost simpiest action in your entire life? What do you think that you did that if niggas knew, that in case niggas don't know, they will look at you like your bros?
I don't think that I've ever done
bro.
Anything.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that. I was going to say, I don't know which one to pick.
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. I know this nigga got folder. Stories.
Yeah, so
simp tales?
Yeah, yeah. I heavy simp. I don't know what to pick. And nigga, they're not hidden stories.
You have simp. I know you is no way you don't have a story.
Name one simp story.
I don't fucking know. You tell me.
There is no simp. I'm trying to think so hard, but I'm like,
Levante, so we gonna let this nigga think. Levante, what you got?
Well, hey, since niggas putting me on the spot, yeah, I must still be thinking. I don't really simp. I don't.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm
but I did. It was the first day that we met each other, and I kind of bought her a bong. Cause that's just where we was at. We
not
was
just even simping, bro.
Yeah,
you were tricking, if anything.
That's tricking.
But it's not tricking because tricking it's just something. A little bong.
They
how big was the bong?
You got it.
How much did you
the Wiz Khalifa shit that you flip upside
down?
How much
on the bong?
All right, so
from the floor?
No, not from the leg. You know,
that's not a bad.
Okay, so here's why it's the closest thing to simping, but I don't think it is because she also bought me dinner. The dinner,
yeah, treated
was.
What was
I don't know
dinner?
What Hold, I don't know right, what that's restaurant.
That's not a simp then.
Yeah,
I don't.
You
it,
came
it,
up.
It was. It was
a fair trade.
Low key,
kind of came up.
Low key. I don't know what restaurant she got that shit from, but it was a come up because that was the best Spanish food.
Oh,
that,
she got like takeout.
It was at the crib.
Nice.
She was playing Giveon.
First date at the crib.
She was playing Giveon. Oh, this nigga. All right, so John, what's your simp story?
My God, I still
don't know which one to pick.
Get a calculator, do the math.
I this dates back as far as fucking middle school. I don't know what to pick.
Yeah, bro, just pick one, please. Anyone.
All right, middle school, I had a crush on a girl, and I used to walk her home all the time. Like, right, we were just friends, but she dubbed me mad times. I was like, all right, whatever. I guess I gotta accept fate, take my L's, and she started dating some guy in my class, and I didn't talk to him really. And the only reason he started talking to me is because I'm friends with his girl. Right? And it's like we're like 7th, 8th grade. Right? One day, we are behind her building, and he starts fingering her, and I become lookout. And I'm not doing this for him. I'm doing this for her. Because her mom usually comes home shortly after us.
What the
yeah, fuck? Yeah. That's probably the craziest thing I could think of.
I don't even know if that's something more.
I thought she was going to tell the bear story.
Oh, the bear?
you know, we've been sitting here recording.
No, that's not
bro. We've been recording for a minute. Niggas see the bear behind Manny every time we record. Nobody's asked a question yet.
Where's the fucking
bear? Yeah, that one says a mystery. It's okay. Oh, just know it's also one of my simp actions.
Okay, I thought you were going to tell a story.
Yeah. No, I thought of one. I thought as far back as I can go. I have a lot. It's a lot of moments in history where I just do shit.
Imagine you buy a big ass bear for somebody that's supposed to be their problem and it's been sitting in your crib for years.
That's decoration. Podcast decoration.
Podcast decoration.
Now it is, yeah.
We're going to start putting a fitted on the bear, bro. Yeah.
Manny gets to put
It's a big fitted.
Manny gets to get some photos for Twitter with the bear as a good background from the seat.
Niggas gonna start putting Yankee fits on the bear, bro.
Depending on how you feel about that fit, maybe you should. But you have.
I kind of like my fit. I'm not gonna
hold on your fit. I fuck with it.
Thank you. Cause I, you know,
the fit elements.
Colors.
The elements of the fit. Simp,
what have you done?
Shit, nigga. You got time?
Look,
yo, bro.
I feel like if you rewind a little bit, you're gonna hear this man say, "I won't simp for nobody."
It's been a long time.
Saying present Kenny won't simp for nobody.
So, all right. So
you done been there, done
this
it.
Little nigga. 8th grade, like this girl in our class.
Mad cocoa butter.
Oh, the cocoa butter.
Yeah, because I saw a picture of you in the 8th grade with cocoa butter in your hand.
Pretty much. So anyways, all fucking shiny as shit, low cut, you know, whatever. We go on our senior trip. I go and I make it a point to win this girl a bear before I leave. I made it a point to wear a nice little stuffed animal, and I was like, all right, what else? Got her a chain with my name on it.
Wow.
Yeah. We weren't dating. We weren't talking.
I'm telling you, people are going to listen to this and say, yo, you guys are just getting things for people. I don't think giving a gift is simping.
I didn't get anything.
Grade.
Well, no, yeah, not you. I got nothing. I was talking about the bear. I was talking about the bong, and I was talking about this little bear and the chain. Yo, bro,
I was in the 8th grade. I spent my money to get that fucking chain made. Well, it came. Actually, here's the G. It was 2-for-1. Buy one, get one free. So I got one for myself. But I also gave her one.
His and her chains. That's a simping move.
It wasn't his and her chains, though. I had one.
And your name? I'm so confused.
I just had one, but it wasn't matching.
So you didn't have two Kenny chains made like you were a fucking record label exec?
Imagine. No.
Handing out Kenny chains.
No. But no, I did gift her that chain. And that was my simpy. Well, one of the top ones. It's the one I'm most willing to share right now.
The fact that I'm not a simp is...
You're fucking lying. Like, I know there's something. Nope. There has to be.
It's cool that you're not able to say, you know, your personal story, but...
I just don't think you're thinking hard enough.
I'm like, what could have been a simp activity?
Prom?
Me getting somebody lunch?
No,
prom was not me simping. Prom was me getting cock... Well, not cock blocked. But me getting, like, God was testing me that day.
Okay.
God made Keanu throw up and then make my date feel bad about his date because she had to stay with Keanu.
Fuck you, Keanu. You stinky ass bitch. You stinky ass show up.
I saw a picture of Manny's face shortly after that. It's just him in a party bus.
Yeah. And me sitting down and Keanu and them. That picture also exists of me at the table, dumb tight.
Legendary photos from that day.
Yeah.
I took that picture.
Yeah.
But man, just looking at... Like, you can just tell something's going to happen that day. That's great.
That single-handedly inspired me to do something in the future. It's not going to happen yet, but in the future it will.
Okay. You know, I'm still thinking about that story. And it goes deeper, right? Because I walked home with this dude. Like, we took the same bus. And he doesn't live that far from me. So we got to the same destination. And he told me about the whole experience.
Like the prom?
Of him fingering the girl.
Did you help me back?
I don't want to talk about that story.
No,
I don't want to talk about that.
I'm just saying about, like, why did I sit through this? Why did I sit through that conversation of him explaining every detail?
We don't have to sit through it.
I did. So now you do.
No.
Guess what?
You didn't have to sit through
out the episode.
Yeah.
Bow.
Fuck. See, now you fucking
determined. I'm sorry, I was just thinking about it. I was like, wow, I really sat through this conversation.
Look at the list.
There's some shit that I'm just not going to count as simping.
That was what I was thinking of. I'm glad you fucking...
There's some shit that I'm not going to count as simping because...
Is buying a lunch simping?
We were minors.
No.
Or we were in high school. And I'm not counting
that
shit.
That's ultimate simping. That's when
the... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's like... That's peak simp, because you don't understand everything yet.
So yeah, if you didn't feel like you was going out of your way at the time, you know, it still wasn't simping. Home. You were just a stupid kid. You might have been wildin'. You might have been wildin' by today's standards, but by those standards back then, you'd have said, I was doing it for my friend. So, you know,
but in my head, I genuinely thought that this was something that
would help me get this girl.
That would help, yeah, that would push me to a higher level in their life.
That is simping.
Oh, yeah, that's straight.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. That's literally simping.
Oh, that's straight bonkers.
Yeah.
The fact that you should not have been. I don't know how you came to that.
Unrequited fucking crush, my nigga. Boy, it's just not.
Yeah, you're a cuck. It's way the way you are. I mean,
not.
Something. It's the girl he liked.
Yeah.
And that happened.
But I was keeping a lookout. Yeah. I was keeping a lookout. I wasn't trying to, you know?
Now.
So like, that's right. Why I said that the bear thing is pretty low on the scale of simping. It's a gift.
That's what I'm saying. So it's gift giving, simping. Like, all right, no, so
it's dependent. All right,
and it's very low. If I go away, right? We went to Mexico.
Okay.
And then we posted the monkeys on our stories that were at the hotel.
Okay.
That would fucking randomly pull up, and then she was like, she would comment on the story, "Bring me back a monkey," and I bring her back a stuffed monkey. That's not a simp move. That's CLB quality right there.
It depends on how far.
If I had the money, I would have bought her back an actual monkey.
It depends on how far you went out of your way. You know what?
It was in the hotel. You were there.
I know, but what I'm saying is, what is your way? For Drake, bringing back a real monkey would be like the minimum, because he's fucking Drake.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, casual for him.
That's not a simp move. That's a CLB move.
Everything is on a scale, because, you know, some things will be difficult for someone to pull off. That's not difficult for somebody else to pull off.
So simping goes by person.
Simping goes by person. Not and by it also activity. Goes by it both. Goes by both.
That's both. That's definitely.
Right, there's it goes by more both. Factors, but I think those are the heavy two.
It goes by both. What's your relationship with this person? And what and how far are you about to bend over fucking backwards for you to accomplish whatever you're trying to accomplish? And that's why there's a lot of shit that's not simply. Don't stop listening to Twitter. Can we?
Yes.
The internet.
Yeah.
The internet in general. There's a song called Simp. I like the song. It's pretty catchy.
I've been chilling out on social media because we have to have a little side conversation here about how the entire fucking world is bugging on social.
Bugging the fuck
Nobody
out.
Thinks they're wrong. Nobody knows how to have a conversation anymore. And everybody's wilding. We get to the personal attacks from the first tweet reply, from the first Instagram comment. Y'all wilding.
Now, with that being said, if you really think about it, if somebody tweets like, yo, if you go pick her up on the first date from a crib and she doesn't meet you at the restaurant, you a simp, right? Like, let's say somebody were to tweet that out.
That's ridiculous.
And it's not right, right?
Yeah.
But it gets fucking 50,000 likes, 2,000 retweets, and mad fucking interaction, right?
But you know the type of niggas that are liking that.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So, like, even somebody being very wrong, very loud, social media has even given that a platform to even be discussed.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now people are talking about that bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is. Bullshit. That's why I say there's nothing wrong with simping. Just simple way. It doesn't matter.
Bro, you're not simple. Like, why are guys the judger of fucking the sirens?
Right.
Wow.
Right on time.
Yeah, you know?
It's the simp police.
We saw when he started getting to the nitty gritty and all of a sudden.
I feel like.
Let's talk about how.
Do
men,
women think it's simping?
Let's talk about how men that do anything that is perceived as more than a finger wave, you a simp. And also, women are always the prize. So this is, you know. This is we gotta talk about the ethos of it. We gotta talk about the fucking, you know, the situation in which we're working with. So you know, you're not always gonna be right, and this is why the relationship matters too. Cause you know who you simping for, and you know who you're not simping for.
I mean, women can also be simp.
They can
too. Yeah. That too.
Nah, but
like I've seen a lot of
again, women. It depends on the relationship with said person.
Because, yeah, like does the guy think that the woman's a simp?
If you just again,
I've never looked at it.
If you just food nigga, use a simp. If you just money nigga, use a simp. If she not giving you no play, and she wouldn't be, if you didn't give her things or do for her, it's a simp.
Yeah. Or well, all these things sound like tricks.
Both, you can be one or the other. You can be both.
Yeah.
They are not mutually exclusive. So
this is why we need more women to come on the pod.
Absolutely.
I do want to hear what their simp perspective is.
If a chick, we have to get a lot of different people.
Yeah. If she cop the $500 Emilio Estevez just to secure a date with you, the host, that's simping.
Because
she didn't have to do all that.
She did not have to do all that.
Whether or not she was fucking Celine Dion.
$300 of that is going to AC. And the other $200 is for your date.
That's a $200 date. Nah, that's not even $200 date. It's just $200 to meet you so you can go on the date.
Nah, it's the $200 date.
No, that's what the...
Yeah.
That's what the $200 is going to be for.
Fucking hilarious, bro.
$300 is going right in that window. That one.
I was hoping it would be that one.
No, we need to stand in AC.
Where would it even go?
And not in a window, I guess.
I'm going to have to move this whole shit.
AC, you have to connect it to the window.
Yeah, a standing one.
Yeah, you still have to connect it to the window.
Really? So need a hose, baby.
Water can leave.
It's going to generate water.
Speaking of which, now's a perfect time to say, if you're listening and you're not watching, there is a Patreon with the video exclusive of these podcast episodes. You will not find them anywhere else until you do find them anywhere else. But until then, you can only get it at the Patreon. And it starts at $5 to watch the videos. $10, you'll eventually get bonus content. And $500, the Emilio Estevez package. We get an AC, and you get to go on a $200 date with me.
That's an added bonus that just came out today.
Yeah, fuck it, bro.
So there you go.
You better put an asterisk by that while we still can.
No asterisk.
Nah, bro.
You get a date. You all get comes. The date.
All comes.
Yeah.
And you get to choose who you go on a date with. Right. I don't date anybody.
Asterisk $200. No. $200 date not included in the $500 Emilio Estevez.
I said they pick. I didn't say that I'm... Yeah, the $200 is included in the $500.
All right. You don't get to go on a date with me.
Yeah. Obviously not.
If you choose me, the $200 is not included in the date.
Oh, my God.
Levante's free $99.
That's not what I said.
Niggas might take you to get ice cream and that's it.
We're not gonna mention them because we're not sponsored. But we got a couple spots in the city. You know, we're in New York City.
You know, I'm not gonna hold you. I'm a great.
Go ahead.
I'm a terrible dater. I run out of spots so fast.
How did you just go from the? How did you?
Because I thought about it. I'm like, I'm a great person to be on a date with.
But you're a terrible date.
I'm a terrible date planner. There we go.
Oh yeah.
How though?
That's what I do.
You just do it.
Because
plan it.
Going to the same spot many times is terrible.
Don't.
But
do
also
it.
Finding new spots all the time is terrible.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go to most spots.
I have a recommendation for all of you, even though we're not sponsored. But
are you
gonna
say the New York City fucking?
Margaritaville?
That page, that Instagram page. That
no, I was
like,
gonna say like the actual place to go to.
All right, here we go.
For desserts, they're called Spot.
I've heard of Spot's
Dessert Bar. It's in Soho. It's actually right by the Barcade in the Village.
Yeah,
indeed.
It's amazing. Oh
wait, what desserts are we talking about?
It's their own.
They got flan.
No.
Oh my God.
Then you gotta try the Golden Crust that I had. I was like, oh, this is crack. I've never tried crack, but that. That's what I imagined it to be like. I wanted more immediately.
Yeah. Alright.
But sponsor us. I only shouted them out so I can force that to be said.
But that's the thing. I'm like, I don't live
anywhere
where I wanna go to these spots. Cause I'm like,
that would be simping.
Yeah. Exactly. Like me, that's not simping, that's me causing an inconvenience to myself.
Oh, going all the way out of your way.
Yeah. Simping.
That's not simping.
That's what. Well, no, that
going on a date isn't simping.
No,
going out of your way.
Yes.
No, but it's going out of your way for a greater good, to try new things.
All yes, right, not but you called it an inconvenience, and because it's an inconvenience to you,
it's simping.
It's simping if she goes, I want to go to this spot, and then you look and go, I never wanted to go there in the first place. I had no intentions on going. I really don't want to go. And then you go anyway. You go, I've actually been dying to go there. I've never wanted to go there more. And now you're there. That's simping. But yeah, like, Manhattan and the parking and the tolls and the gas and the time. It's a whole, you need like a solid 5 hours between picking her up, going there, being there, dropping her off, and now you get home. That's a solid 4 or 5 hours of your day now, on a date.
Got a plan.
And I work like 6 days a week, so that's a long time. But yeah, great dater, terrible date planner. Like I said, I was in fucking Dallas BBQ on Valentine's Day. And to be honest, when that happened, I was like, this is amazing.
This is fucking
hilarious.
It sounds like a good
very good.
Because we'll never forget about that day.
Yeah.
In the best and worst way. So, you know. The other option would have been a food truck. Like the Dominican food trucks.
That's pretty good too.
Yeah.
Thinking about that food right now.
But I didn't want to like stand out because she was dressed up and I was dressed up. I was wearing fucking cashmere.
Oh, God.
So, like, you know, it was dressed up. So, imagine us standing outside my car.
Y'all looked like a Bronx couple on Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Okay.
Basically, yeah. But, yeah, so.
At Dallas Barbecue.
Yep. That adds to the
on
fun.
Fordham.
Adds on to the, Fordham.
Yeah.
That adds to the fun.
Everything just adds on to
it. I got valet car service from just a nigga outside who takes keys. I'm not going to lie.
That was a risk.
He made me park my own car, and then he took the keys. And I'm like, well, nigga, that's just parking. That's just parking.
That was definitely some social media guy. He did not really work there,
bro. So that was the first thing.
To the restaurant after that, I took this from a guy on your side. So
that's the first thing. And then I park my car, give him the keys. And then we walk up to the Dallas Barbecue in Fordham. It's like 9 o'clock at night. And there's a line out the door that we have to stand in. And it's pretty cold because it's February. So now we're standing on this line around the corner on Fordham on Valentine's Day. We'll get a table.
Okay.
Fucking, we order the Henny Wings and shit like that. And then she got like the fish or something. And I was like, this is hysterical. I can't believe that I am on this date right now on Valentine's Day.
Awesome.
But that's what happens when it's 6 o'clock at night, and then you go, yo, you're not staying in the crib on Valentine's Day, and then you take them out. You end up at Dallas Barbecue with a bunch of kids running around.
That is a last minute deal.
Yeah.
I've never had Dallas Barbecue.
You're a fucking liar.
No,
on Halloween. Were you not there on Halloween?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, he wasn't there on Halloween.
I've never had Dallas Barbecue.
Niggas were just bopped, bro.
Where were you on Halloween?
I was away with Is it jogging slowly? I was wearing a Stitch onesie.
I remember that.
And she was Angel. Stitch's cousin. It's kind of weird, but, you know? It's
actually disgusting.
Yeah, I made that joke. I was like, you know? It's kind of weird when you think about it.
There was a lot of us there on Halloween, so I'm shocked that you weren't there. Now, there's no easy segue into the next topic.
Just do it.
Because we just talked about dating and simping for 43 minutes straight.
Wait, before we leave this topic, we have a specific segment that we have not visited.
I don't have
from a certain Levante. Oh, shit.
All right, Levante, what is your next ideal date? Like, what is the next date you're planning to give to the people? So maybe the people also do that date. And start from the beginning. From you and her linking.
Oh, you want me to detail an entire... Oh, I was just going to name a place. the entire fucking...
Nah, what's the spot?
Okay, fine. If you want to...
Do you guys do flowers on dates?
No.
I'm a flower on...
I'll gift flowers if we've been vibing for a little bit. I plan...
I'm a fucking simp.
Yes.
I started off with flowers and then
Flowers on first dates.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that.
That's a little... I'm not going to... You know, it's not out of your way. It's not out of your way because you do that. This is your gesture. So that's not out of your way. I'm not calling you a simp, but I don't do that.
People who get flowers, they like it too.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah. Flowers are cool.
Sometimes I don't want everybody to necessarily like it so early. So, you know?
I need to know that you like flowers before I even think about doing that.
Every girl likes flowers.
Nah. Think about how much commitment flowers are. They're gonna die.
6 days.
That's commitment.
And
they die.
Really? Like, it's all worth it once they post a picture on their story of the flowers.
Yeah, and then they don't.
I wouldn't know what to tell you, buddy. And I'm a great floral arrangement picker. That's another plus of mine.
Or just be the hydrangeas, please.
I'd be sitting there for solid 20 minutes in the flowers, like in the florist or whatever. What flower shop? There we go. Yeah, florist, flower shop, whatever.
Wait,
I'll just be standing there like, yo, this is gonna be great.
We're about to hit like a crazy tangent, but I also had a secondary question for you.
Okay.
What do you do once you notice increasingly toxic traits in a person that you're trying to talk to? Like, you know, in the beginning, it's almost like it's hidden very well because you're extremely attracted to them or they're really good at hiding it.
Before what you say what you would do, how long until you tell them?
Tell them?
Yeah, like if they do something that you don't like.
Like the first red flag that you notice. To you, it's a minor red flag. It's not a big red flag.
Do you bring up the red flags to the person? Hopefully. Or do you just mentally strike them out in your head? Like, all right, they did it this time. I'm going to let it rock. Then a while later, they do it again. You let it rock. And then like another time, you're like, all right, I'm out of here. And then without bringing it up, you disassociate yourself with the person or whatever.
Time spent talking to the person and knowing the person. That's one aspect. Then you've got, you know, should you have said something already? That comes into play. What's really your intentions, you know? Are you just trying to wing ding? Are you trying to have a relationship? What's your intentions? Is it worth it? Are you trying to change this person? Are you trying to make them better? Are you trying to make yourself better by, you know, what are you trying to do?
Yeah.
So that's first off. You know? Sure. It's really just that simple. I'm not going out of my way to change anybody's life, but if I have to, you know, if I got to communicate with you, if we're friends or if I'm talking to you trying to be romantic and shit, and you know, then we're just going to discuss it. If I got something to bring up, if you had something to bring up, I would hope that you would just do it. So, just do it.
That's sound.
You know? That's solid.
That's solid.
Not mad.
You know, we were also talking about the potential date idea. So, you know, that is hard to pinpoint because it really comes down to the person. Like, you got, you know, it's one, you know, you got one chick who might, you know, she might... I'm coming out of work at this time. It's like kind of early. Let's go to that shit where you throw the axes, you know? Let's do axe throwing.
So you don't date based on like you want to go somewhere. You personalize your dates by the person.
I think you kind of have to.
Well, you definitely do.
Unless, first of all, if you don't personalize your dates,
then you're dating bad.
It's not that you're dating bad. You don't care.
Yeah. So you're dating bad.
If your intention is to care, and you're dating all over the place willy nilly and not tailoring your shit, then you're dating bad. If you don't care, then you don't care.
Yeah, at least tailor it to at least yourself.
Yeah.
Right. That way you get to like show yourself to someone.
Oh yeah, of course.
If you tailor it to neither of you, you're crazy, bro.
Yeah. Everybody has those general spots. The last ditch spot. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what's the fuck.
That was barbecue. Girl.
Oh. I don't know what the fuck me and this girl going to do. All right, let's take her to
Dallas Barbecue.
Dallas Barbecue.
Dallas Barbecue.
Like, yeah, take her to the movie. Something. Just anything. Yeah. Any one thing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's your fallback plan.
Oh, you always. Oh, you. Yo, you active? Let's go to the High Line. Fuck it. Let's see
let's take a walk on the High Line shit. Type shit. Yeah.
Wait, what's High Line?
The High Line?
You never been there?
Oh, wow. No. I'm surprised. I'm surprised.
Yeah. I literally said I'm terrible at planning it.
All right, so it's a bridge technically.
Okay, so the High Line used to be a train line, like an above ground train line downtown, right?
Oh, and it got the grass and shit.
Yes.
Oh, you can walk across it. Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. It spans from like the west side to the east side, but like going downtown.
Wow, I would like
starting to midtown.
It's beautiful. Yeah, bro.
And at this point in time, it's way more finished than when I first did it, or when
you know,
we first did it. Technically,
now you guys wanted me get. I want to get back in the game.
I was not under the impression that you when you was out of the game.
Yeah, word. When did you sub out?
You've been in the
game. I thought you was on the floor the whole time.
You know, yeah, I thought 48 minutes. Game. I thought he meant walking game.
No, nigga. Nah, what? No. Yeah.
It's a walk.
No,
a good walk.
I'm like that dude from the fucking Fab Five. Who's the one that got the ring with the Heat? That now he's a coach?
Oh, a fucking...
That's a deep cut right
there. Fuck. Juwan Howard.
I'm Juwan Howard. That's left the game.
That's disgusting.
And nobody noticed.
That's disgusting.
You went out with someone today. What do you mean?
I didn't go out with anybody today. I went to work, got a haircut, linked up with Rashawn so I can eat my food that I picked up after getting my haircut. I got my car inspection done. And then somebody said they were hungry. I got them a sandwich.
Okay, yeah.
Dropped off the sandwich.
You didn't go out with
that happened today?
Yes.
Yeah. That was before. That's why I moved the pod back a little bit. Because I was stuck in traffic.
You moved the pod?
To get somebody a sandwich?
Yeah.
Hey, bro, you what's up, dog?
And it's so, okay, fine. You didn't go out with them today, bro. You did that. That's not out of the game. You did that today.
No, I just got somebody a sandwich. It's not that big of a
deal. Yo, are you entering a game with them?
You moved a whole prearranged obligation for a sandwich.
Yes. Yeah. And I do. What type of sandwich? Again.
You would. I guess the rules are the rules. It wasn't an inconvenience. He didn't go out of his way.
I did not go out of my way.
He didn't feel inconvenienced. It's not simple.
He moved the pot.
Yeah.
I'm being sarcastic. Right.
I literally no, because if you look at the directions, it was on the way to John's house, right,
bro,
so I just
whatever,
had to.
Nigga. All right, bro.
Instead of going in a straight line, I just made a slight extra stop. Okay.
Well, I guess you didn't have to say what was your most simpish activity if you already had one
today.
On wax,
nigga,
on
today.
The pod. You don't really gotta repeat it. You don't really gotta repeat it. So
people be hungry, fam.
Yeah, word.
And you were the Uber driver. The Uber Eats driver.
Exactly. So Uber Eats drivers are simps.
No, they're paid. They get paid.
Just no.
I can't get paid in happiness.
Just know Drake. Yeah, Drake did not go on baseballstadium.com and book that shit himself. Number one. number two, he did not drive all the way there himself. He had someone drive him there in a fucking Drake motorcade. And number three, it was not the only thing he did that day. So
but me getting this, I'm podding now.
You push back the. I wonder what Drake pushed back to have this.
His album.
That was pushed back anyways.
I'm very confident that wasn't.
Oh, I'm really curious about like, what amount of dollars does your bank account have to get to, for you to go? How about I rent out a stadium for a date? Like
a couple hundred
zeros.
Millions.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, so if you have 20 mil, do you go baseball stadium?
Maybe a basketball arena. Like I might hit up James Dolan. Like, yo, bro, how much for the garden?
Yo, to eat dinner.
The garden is expensive.
The
garden would be expensive, but it's the garden.
Shorty, we going to Charlotte to eat this dinner at the fucking Hornets Arena.
I wouldn't rent that a stadium.
We going to the Barclays, my nigga.
If we do any type of stadium in NYC, that might be Drake floor. That's my grand shit. Don't be expecting like, you know.
Okay, so
like,
what's your version
if we do it, yo, if I'm we going to MSG to eat. That's Drake floor, right? Drake been doing it big for a fucking decade.
That I don't have no money to do that. So the closest would be we're gonna eat MSG. You're gonna like it.
This is Chinese food.
Yeah, we're gonna get Chinese food. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I don't got it like
so
that.
So what is your
Chinese
stadium date? Your version
Dallas
of it.
Barbecue on Valentine's Day. Nah, I don't know.
Oh, like, so the most you would do.
No. The most I would do, like, I don't know. Like, I haven't thought about going far and beyond for a date. And, like, you would have to do some phone calls. Like,
yeah, okay.
People must be called. Something got to happen.
Okay.
I don't know, though. Maybe a picnic. They have, like expensive picnics or whatever mm-hmm. that you can rent out where you call them. It's, like, $300 and they set the shit up. At a park with a view, and you just meet them there.
That's dope.
That's pretty fire.
I don't think that'd be the grand thing for me. For me, it would be going away to another country.
A vacation,
doesn't but yeah. I pay for literally everything.
Yeah. that's what I was going to say.
Well, every excursion, every local, little like, adventure. Hey, we're going out tonight.
Yeah, for me, that's not grand.
Yeah. So, a little local shit. All right, cool.
Yeah, I thought that's what I was thinking.
Shit, I'm trying to get a table at Carmine's, but that might be too short notice. Like, you might have to try to get a table at Carmine's, like, a good week in advance.
What's Carmine's?
Never had Carmine's before?
No.
Neither have I.
Is Carmine's that the cheesecake spot?
No.
Oh.
No. That's... I forgot what the fuck that is, but that's some shit else.
I don't even think it's close.
That's not. But, yeah, Carmine's is, like, an old-style... Italian restaurant that they have most of them downtown Manhattan.
Maybe I have heard of it.
Yeah.
I feel like the price of the Italian food doesn't make it
better. It'd be mad expensive.
Yeah, because like I can go to a spot in the Bronx and like... Because I know a spot where the meatballs are to die for. And they just serve it right like three meatballs in a little fucking... oval bowl looking thing. No spaghetti. You gotta order the spaghetti on the side. Oh,
sometimes that's you're sad. Paying for the ambiance and the experience. Like when you're at a bar but you're at a club and you pay fucking $450 for a bottle of some shit that costs $56.
That's not for ambiance. They just head cracking.
Well, you know, you can't necessarily complain. It's you know, you're
technically. No, technically getting what you pay to get in is paying for the ambiance and the experience. What you pay at the bar and for the drinks and shit, that's just... They're like, nah, we're greedy.
Nah, because at that watermelon... At the spot that we went to...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For the chicken and waffles and shit like that... That watermelon drink... So yesterday I bought a... it was a bottle of tequila... That was pre-mixed with triple sec and watermelon juice.
Sounds lovely.
And I was like, oh, that's the same shit. I just gotta make some lemonade, and I got the lemonade mix, so I already had that. So I mixed it all together. It did not taste like that shit at all.
Oh, you and I was like, yourself?
Yeah, whatever shit that they make is worth the $15 for this drink.
Okay, but that's different because it's not a bottle of something that you could buy from a liquor store.
That's what I'm saying. That's part of the ambiance, just like the exclusivity of what you're drinking. That you can't make this even if you wanted to because you can get the same ingredients. It won't taste the same.
You're right. But $500 for a bottle of Henny.
Oh, yeah. That's different.
That's disgusting. That's.
But that's the thing. Like, a lot of people say you can just stay home and I'll buy a $60 bottle of Henny. Mm-hmm. But, like, you're not having the same time that you're having.
I'm not even seeing the same people.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
This is what I'm saying about this Italian restaurant. You can't necessarily, you know, they're gonna charge the ridiculous shit they're gonna charge. You at the spot.
You're paying $25 for some meatballs. If you buy all the ingredients and try to make it at home, it's gonna be dry.
Not necessarily.
It's not gonna taste as good.
Not necessarily.
But I'm saying like,
but you gotta put that effort in. You have to simp for yourself over that meal to make it taste as good as they're gonna do for you just out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, that's not what Twitter
would call. A lot of people can't cook, so.
Saying all that, it makes me wonder. It's same thing applies to steakhouses.
What?
Like, steakhouses are pretty expensive, and way more.
It's a grade of beef.
Yeah, but you can get the same grade of beef in a lot of places.
Because, nah, like, locally these cuts in New York, these cuts of meats, like, they cost, like, $30 a cut.
Yeah.
And if you go to your crib and try to do it and you don't know what you're doing,
respectfully, you gonna just fuck up a $30.
Yeah, but no, that's you personally though. I'm saying like if you go to one steakhouse versus another steakhouse, just because one's more famous, they charge more money.
Yeah,
because
that's how it be.
It's because the supply and demand of things, and then the price that people pay, these chefs over here get paid more because they're better at what they do. Like, if you look at, like, how a real restaurant functions, there's, like, different sections and shit.
I'm not even saying better. I'm saying they're just more known.
Yeah, but...
What you want to do, man? Outlaw capitalism.
Exactly. Nah. That's literally...
That is capitalism. It's capitalism at its finest.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yo, if you more popping, you charge more money.
Exactly. You could do what you want when you pop it.
Facts.
So...
There's indeed a song about it.
Yeah.
There is.
Yeah. Fucking...
But... Yeah. I feel like
not gonna hold you. I wish the rain was still going on.
Yeah,
the heat just settled in into my head.
There's a nice little breeze coming in though.
We got a relative.
You guys are right in front of the windows.
I barely feel that shit, bro.
As the listeners, this is the pod you get when it's a little cooler.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
because I was talking about spending money on women.
The street's been cooperating.
I'm not gonna hold
somewhat.
You.
Somewhat
on the docket. On the list of shit that we were going to talk about,
word, because some people don't know what
docket means. We had multiple different topics.
None of which we talk about.
Yeah, we only talked about Drake. And that Drake convo spewed into an hour an hour right now of us breaking down the simp to us talking about dating. All
right,
this is...
You want to talk about Tyler album real quick?
No, what we're gonna do is, because we just did a whole pod on this, tune into the next pod where we talk about more diverse topics.
Bang, indeed. Bang.
So yeah, that is a wrap on this episode. Subscribe, rate. You can't leave a comment, I don't think. You're on Patreon.
Yeah, on Patreon. Yeah.
Sub to the Patreon. We're about to get into it again. And do another pod, I guess. Because we really only talked about one thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
And we got an hour out of it.
Yeah.
So
that happens.
Yeah. I love this. I'm not a simp.
He is.
Simp adjacent.
Guys, y'all can plug in what y'all gotta plug in, but I just wanted to let y'all know. I'm plugging in that I'm not a simp.
It's another episode.
Simp adjacent.
He's a simp. I'm Levante. My IG is somewhere in the look for it.
Yeah, it's in the bio.
You got these
Frank
guys.
Sinatra. Is that the
title?
No. I'm gonna go with Simptervention.
Simptervention.
That shit was fucking great.
Yeah, that's good. Frank Sinatra. I don't know what
your show's on.
Frank Sinatra.
No, twitch.tv/vintage_renegade. Ha. And TikTok is vintage.r. I had to remember that for a second. I always forget it. Too many vintages. That's it.
Kenzo with the Lenzo on IG. Kenzo FYM. And then FYM World on IG. I'm changing it. FYM World. Kenzo with the Lenzo. With the Lenzo. And Kenzo FYM.
Boom.
Come out at me.
Hell yeah. And that was this episode. Tune in for the next one where we talk
about more stuff.
And you know what? No more relationship stuff on the next one. I think we got it covered here.
We definitely do.
I'm not saying.
Oh, we need a new segment then.
Yeah. We'll talk about people getting punched in the face. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe
some music.
Yeah.
But no relationship stuff.
No relationship stuff at all.
You won't know until you listen.
We're out of here. It's the last stop.